Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler are here to go through what is going on. It's cold. Get over it. It's winter time. Hello. What is all of this? The complaining. Woo. It is cold. Yep. I'll give you that. But it is winter time. Winter time. Win-win. Winter time. So, what is that doing to your health and well-being? Big story today about the worrying going on, Kenny. Health officials are concerned because there is a lot of nasty flu. That's because you morons in Washington didn't come up with the right flu. Actually, it's Atlanta, and they aren't really morons. It's tough for them to predict what it is that's supposed to take care of flus. So this may be possibly, that's the other thing, possibly a bad flu season. Makes for a good headline, but who do you know who's sick? I've known, well, let's see, two or three people that work for me on my farm that actually have come down with a mild case of the flu. It stopped them for about 24 hours, and then they came back around. Weren't great, but they are not going to, they're not going to kick the bucket. So there are, how many people in your family have you known getting in the last 2, 3, 4 years shots and then the flu? Anybody in your circle, Kenny, who has gotten the, by the way, here, the, excuse me, we have a little, child is not too interesting.
Everybody's a critic.
Yes. My English bulldog, Charlotte, is here in the studio. She always is with me. And sometimes there are stories that interest her and sometimes not. She's not worried about getting the flu. And I'm not worried about getting it either. I don't know about you, Kenny. How many people in Southern California, in your area there, San Diego, have had flu? How many people do you know who have suffered or who have gotten a shot and then been okay?
You know, I don't know anybody who has gotten a flu shot.
Mm-hmm. I don't either.
I got it once in my life. Mm-hmm. Probably 25 years ago. Yeah. And that was the only time I ever had the flu. And it was... Yeah. And yeah, it was really bad.
It happens. It really does. It happens, and that's the way it is. And so if you have a strong immune system, take lots of vitamin C, zinc, echinacea, all the things. You can go to the health food store and look at all the things that are aimed at building up your immune system and keeping your immune system strong. And by the way, it's not just about the colds and flu. A strong immune system wards off all kinds of things, cancers, you know, that's the way, if you have a weak immune system, the free radicals in your body get together and have a party at your expense. Don't want to have that. I don't know that they would do that. Having a strong immune system is going to keep some of the things away. It's not going to keep heart disease away. You got to eat well. Very interesting, because I just said I don't know anybody, and then I thought about, well, wait a minute, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the medical people on my staff here on the Good Day program, had a shot, gave his wife one, gave his daughter one, and he does it every year. Speaking of Dr. Ken and his area, Dr. Ken Kronhaus practices in the Orlando area of Florida, where there are, let's face it, a lot of good potential candidates for a cardiologist, right? A lot of, there are more cardiologists in Florida than any other state in the country. And that's because, you know, you have the old jokes about it's God's waiting room, you know, people go there to die, yada, yada, yada. So you'll be interested to know that one of the top billing doctors, a cardiologist who's a competitor with Dr. Ken in the same area, in the Orlando area, is being sued by the government because they have been foolish enough not to watch his billing. He billed him $18 million last year for things that may be unnecessary. Now, I underscore maybe, because it may be that he did the right thing, although a lot of the things, a couple of whistleblowers who have worked for him, who were responsible for the feds getting involved. So how come the feds didn't know this before the whistleblowers got involved? Why does it take a whistleblower to get the attention of the federal government when they're making all these payments. And the nearest payment, the closest next doctor in terms of being paid for these sort of these procedures is $6 million. This guy's billing three times the amount, and nobody's looking at him until the whistleblowers get involved. The only reason the whistleblowers got involved is because they get fired by this guy. Right? I mean, that's, hello, what kind of a way is that to run an airline? Dr. Asad Qamar and his medical group, the Institute for Cardiovascular Excellence. Yeah. Ooh,
sounds good.
Yep, lots of big technology there that we're paying for. Speaking of technology, opening day of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. I was looking at some press reports as some of our favorite reporters roaming around the floor yesterday. 154,000 members of the public tramping the halls of the big exhibition center. They have 2 million square feet of exhibit space there, Kenny. Double the space taken by the nearest competitor in terms of having one convention. This is the biggest. So let's see here. If I can make heads or tails out of some of the announcements yesterday, the chairman of Sony was there to address the crowd, talk about what happened in the hacking, and put on a happy face. HD radio developer Ubiquiti launching a product demonstrating the benefits of interactive digital radio in a connected car. How would you describe a connected car? It's a big theme at the Consumer Electronics Show, these connected cars. That means you have all kinds of doodads in the car that you might have in your office, right? Connected to smartphones and...
that you have on your...
You have a frog in your throat, yes.
That you have on your smartphone device a way to turn on the radio...
Sorry, your voice doesn't have a lot of credibility to it, but I get. All right, try it one more time. Third take. Yes, here's the third take.
It's having a device that will run different things in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's an internet, a GPS system, mm-hmm. Your phone, some of these new driverless cars that they're doing, that they're all connected, that you can control with a device.
What an impression this sort of stuff makes on people. Isn't it amazing? All this technology. Where will we be in the year 2525 if man is still alive? No arms, no legs, won't need them. Everything will get done for you. I hope that's not the case, really. But the technology is that you're going to all week long read all of this stuff, the amazing things that have been developed by the human mind, and mostly by Americans. For example, SpaceX. The fact that we can launch a vehicle into space and have been able to since the 1950s. Do you realize we're coming up on 70 years?
Wow.
Of sending rockets into space. Actually, if you go back to World War II, when Wernher von Braun was building rockets for the Nazis, think about that. It's 80 years, and the technology that he had, he brought to America to build the first rockets. But they actually started shooting rockets into the air without the rocket's red glare. Bombs burst the humor of this song. Anyway, SpaceX today, as a matter of fact, about 5 minutes from now, SpaceX launching into space, company flying the booster, once it goes up, it's supposed to bring supplies up to the space station, right? The International Space Station? Isn't that its mission?
I think so, yeah.
Yep. And then it's going to come back down. They're going to try to land it on a platform off the Florida coast. How about that for technology?
Yeah, amazing.
Isn't that amazing? It really is. This is a real, strong, interesting technology. We can do that, but we can't track the people coming over the border. Right? That's not possible to do. You know, all these people coming across the border. I noticed the border, a lot of border patrol agents are reporting that the number of seizures of meth at the border has gone to a new high. Customs and Border Protection numbers published for last year. Your newspaper in San Diego has the big story, Kenny. They report that the Bureau's local field office in San Diego seized 14,732 pounds of meth. The number accounted for two-thirds of all the meth seized at ports of entry, all from Brownsville, Texas, all the way to San Diego. So why would that be? It's easier to get the stuff across there? Why so much meth coming across in Southern California?
I think it's just because it's I hate to say designer drug, but it became so popular, especially through the TV series Breaking Bad.
Oh, right.
That it's the new thing.
It is. Meth for what? So kids are using it? Is that it? I'm naive.
I don't know if kids are using it. Yeah. I think it's 20s and 30s.
Is it really? Where they get? Is it expensive? Is meth expensive?
No.
Oh, all right. So that's why they're using it. All right. 18 after the hour. We're in touch here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsource print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information equal housing lender license all 50 states and unless number 33.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit Barracuda.com/firewalls.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining.
The Christmas season, 1969, saw the introduction of a movie called Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. From that, this song by B.J. Thomas became number one by the first week in January of 1970, and thus we play it as a musical memory. Raindrops from this week in 1970, number one song, went right bingo. It took 2 weeks. Whew, right to the top of the charts. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Ken Kessler, saying hi to our friends listening this morning in Puerto Rico, folks down in Louisiana, how do you do? Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, New Jersey, Kentucky, Virginia, New York, going through some of the states, Birmingham, Alabama, how do you do? Greenville and Spartanburg in South Carolina, how do you do? Nice to have you along for the ride. Biloxi, Mississippi. Near Hattiesburg, I think, if I remember correctly. Anyway, hello and welcome to Good Day. And this portion of the program, after we've had a couple of weeks of hiatus for the late night shows, back to our tradition of bringing you some smiles with the late night comedians. We start with Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and then Drew Carey is filling in because Ferguson is gone. We'll hear how he sounds as we go through this, starting with Conan.
President Obama is going on a three-day live tour to preview his upcoming State of the Union speech. It's pretty exciting. Obama rushes out on stage and shouts, "Are you ready for some stuff that's never going to happen?" Speaking of politics, this week, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee announced he's running for president. Yeah. And if you think Mike Huckabee can't possibly win, don't forget they said the same thing 8 years ago about Mike Huckabee.
The holidays are done. Everyone's getting back to work. Finally, I saw that Joe Biden went over to Brazil in an effort to try and repair America's relationship with their government. Biden said it's great to be here in the Amazon. Always want to see where all the books came from. Yeah, finally I'm here. Where do you get for out? You know? For more news out of Washington, Democratic Senator Harry Reid is expected to make a full recovery after he was exercising with a resistance band that snapped, causing him to fall. Good news is he's fine. Bad news is there's no video of it. I mean, that would have been great.
Chris Christie has reportedly scheduled appearances
at governor's inaugurations in early primary states like Iowa and South Carolina in anticipation of a possible run in 2016. Because any time Chris Christie decides to run, he needs at least a year to warm up.
You've seen Kim Jong-un lately? He's the only person in Korea fat enough for diabetes. The difference between North Korea and South Korea is his belt. When he sits around Pyongyang, he sits around Pyongyang, am I right?
Now, Drew, I actually heard that Kim Jong-un was so fat.
How fat was he?
That he actually tried to fill the demilitarized zone with hot butter popcorn, caramel, and nougat.
Yes, he did. He's so fat, he's been executing his cabinet members by eating them.
At the last military parade, he actually was the float.
Yes. Dennis Rodman's been smuggling him Hot Pockets.
Not funny. I didn't think that was funny. Did you think any of that was funny?
I like the last one about Dennis Rodman.
Wendy Williams on her program yesterday answered an audience member's question about snooping on a friend's computer.
I've been friends with this guy, best friend, since I was 13 years old. And recently he let me borrow his laptop, and I found a bunch of pictures of me saved in a file on it. Should I mention it, or should I just pretend?
All right, so how old are you now?
I'm 25.
Is he cute?
Yeah, but he's like my brother. I don't see him that way.
Well, did you sneak into the file to see that pictures are there?
Well, I was in the folder,
okay,
and I clicked on it.
You can't say anything, because there's nothing worse than a sneak. You know, when you borrow somebody's laptop.
There you go. There is nothing worse than a sneak. I agree with that. Nothing worse than a sneak. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up. So, guys, what were the best films and books of 2014?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital down the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Bob Schrum. So, what were the best films and books, in your subjective opinion, 2014?
Birdman is the best movie of the year. Intriguing, interesting, stunning performance by Michael Keaton. I can't give the Oscar to Lincoln Unbound because it came out in 2013. And I can't give the Oscar.
Work.
And I can't give the Oscar to your book because it's not out yet. I think the most significant of 2014 was Capital in the 21st Century by Thomas Piketty. I also immensely enjoyed Ken Burns's book based on the NPR or on the PBS series, The Roosevelts and Intimate History.
On movies, I would have two personal favorites: The Last Days of Vietnam, wonderful, moving, captivating documentary about the last days of Vietnam and the evacuation.
Rory Kennedy's film?
Yeah, it's a terrific movie.
Wow.
And this is my idiosyncratic choice, but I love The Grand Budapest Hotel because I pretty much love everything Wes Anderson does. And two books, one from 2013, Inventing Freedom by Dan Hannan, just a terrific history about how liberty in this country was created and its roots, and The Sleepwalkers by a historian named Christopher Clark.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry and Bob Schrum.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-Stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler, reviewing the hot hits. Weather forecasters predicting danger. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. It's chilly, cold, downright unpleasant across the country pretty much through Thursday, as the National Weather Service says wind chills could drop temperatures to 25 degrees below zero. Ooh. In parts of central and northern New England. That's where I am. Why am I not in California? 25 degrees below zero. The record cold Arctic blast. Last year, it was called the polar vortex. What happened to that? It's not called the polar vortex. This year, it's just cold. Cold, 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 cold. So you need to bundle up. The bottom line here is temperatures back in the 30s by the weekend. And actually, pretty much, if you go back across the country where it was really cold a couple of days ago, it's up in the 30s today. But still, this is really frigid. And maybe a good time for you to review some items of interest, the tips that seem to be common sense, but gee whiz, we ought to go over them anyway. For example, in the cold weather, you should, Kenny, one, minimize outdoor activities, especially if you're old or you got a young person in your family. Don't go outside if you're old or young. Next, dress in several layers of loose-fitting clothing rather than a single layer of heavy clothing. Like put on a pair of pants and maybe some sweats, things like that. The air between the layers is supposed to keep you warmer. Next, wear a hat, mittens, waterproof boots. Cover your mouth with a scarf. Protect your lungs because the cold air blasting into your lungs, not good. Cold air is actually better for you, but if you breathe it in too quickly, you know how in the summertime when you eat ice cream and it does a cold, or anything really cold, put ice in your mouth, and it does this cold, weird thing to your mouth? You know that thing? I forget what they call it, but frost mouth or something. At any rate, you got to be smart about this, it would seem. Let's see, when you're using heating sources like a fireplace, a wood stove, space heaters, that sort of thing, make sure they are ventilated correctly and adequately. How many times? Every year at this time, you hear stories about people who put these various, you know, the space heaters, good example. They put, it was usually a 5-gallon can. I have 4 or 5 of them here on the farm. And you fill them up with diesel fuel or heating oil, and they are great. But they also need to be vented. They're great in terms of getting things warm fast, but they also are very, very dangerous because they eat up, they suck up all the oxygen. So if you don't have a source of oxygen, yep, that's what happens. How many people have smoke alarms in their home? Raise your hands, please. Yep, look at all. How many people know that their smoke alarms work? Oh. Not as many hands going up. Smoke alarms. Check them. Make sure they're working. And please, the most important thing other than protecting yourself is to protect your pets. Don't put your pets outside and leave them out there. Don't assume they can handle the cold. Charlotte, for example, my 14-and-a-half-year-old bulldog, yesterday, I put her outside long enough to pee and poop. Normally, I'll leave her out for a while, wanders around, smells, does her usual thing around the yard. I don't leave her outside for 4 minutes. She has a little problem with her left leg, a little arthritis. Can't move it if it's cold. Plus the fact, it's not good for them. So, if you're not warm, why would you think your pet would be warm? I guess that'd be the question I would ask.
Yeah, our friend Warren Eckstein says, if it's too cold for you, it's too cold for them.
Yeah, it is. So why would you think they'd be better at it? Then it's just, that's foolishness, all right? So there's hopefully a word to the wise. Interesting find in Jerusalem. How many people are following the archaeological explorations? Archaeologists say they may have uncovered the remains of Herod the Great's palace, the site where Jesus was tried just before he was crucified. I've been in Jerusalem 4 times, been in Israel 4 times. I thought when you go to the into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where he actually was, the church was built on the mound where Jesus was crucified, I thought it was all, that stuff was all in the same place. Story in today's Washington Post reporting that the remains are being opened to the public through tours organized by the Tower of David Museum, which is right next to the site. So now I know exactly where it is. Those of you who have been there know. Let's see, according to this article, the remains of the palace were uncovered a decade ago. Archaeologists have been excavating in an abandoned prison next to the museum as part of the planned expansion of the museum. The archaeologist involved told the newspaper reporter that among the uncovered remains were foundation walls and an underground sewerage system that supported the palace. Historians and archaeologists say there's not much doubt that Herod's palace was located on the western side of Jerusalem's old city near where this museum is. Question of whether Jesus was actually examined there by the Romans remains a contentious one. Even if you're not religious, this is, and that's the thing about the Bible, and I guess probably to a point, some of the other biblical, or not biblical, but other religious, the Torah, for example, and the Quran, and by all of these are interesting and important historical documents, because there is a lot of valuable information, a lot of real information, a lot of things that are very telling about what went on in the history of these religions that applies to today. I think it's fascinating stuff. I always loved history. I was political science, history, and speech major when I was in school, and I found this stuff fascinating. And even as an adult now, out and about, able to see things like this, it's fascinating to put today together with yesterday, in a sense. That's what this is about. So for those of you...
amazing.
Isn't it really? It's more about the technology. Yeah, we're so focused on technology because of the Consumer Electronic Show this week in Las Vegas. But under the circumstances, you know, you get right down to the nitty gritty, the technology that we see there embraced in so many different ways, being used in different ways. For example, what they use to find out what's under the ground and how they can X-ray into the dirt or X-ray in through the walls of buildings or, you know, any of that stuff. Fascinating. It really is. It's fascinating.
And then tell how old it is.
Yeah. Right. What do they call it? Carbon dating, I think. Isn't that what that's called? Carbon dating. What triggered the big market sell-off yesterday? Dow Jones Industrials, some of the other indexes, went down after oil dipped below $50 for the first time in 5.5 years. Oil below $50 a gallon. That means, let's see here, I'm looking at the actual numbers, down 331 points. So the market doesn't like cheap oil? I thought cheap oil was good for business. Euro went down too. What's the story?
Cheap oil is good for consumers, but there's so many businesses that get affected by it.
Mm-hmm. S&P 500 down about 2 points. Let's see how the other things should. NASDAQ lost 74 points. Price of a barrel of light sweet crude. Doesn't that sound romantic?
Delicious.
I'll have a cup of that. Give me some light sweet crude. $49.94 in trading on the New York Mercantile. Russian output reached a post-Soviet era peak. Demand in Europe and elsewhere continued to decline. I will tell you, a lot of heating oil is going to get used up this week.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's one thing. That's the way it is this time of year. I'm really interested in what we're paying. I bought diesel fuel and heating oil for the farm this week, and the price was $2.14 a gallon, which ought to be what you're paying for heating oil. Yeah, well, maybe I buy it in larger quantities than you get 275 gallons, 300 gallons delivered to your home. It ought to be about 220, 221, 224, somewhere in there. If you're paying more than that, you ought to shop around because that's what the right price is. And so you say, well, why is diesel fuel? I saw diesel fuel yesterday for $2.94, I think, someplace. Well, when you add, if the price that the station is paying is $2.25, somewhere in there, there's 50 cents plus of taxes. That's what the extra money is. It was 43 cents, then it was 44 cents, then it was 49 cents. Now I think it's about 54 cents a gallon. These truckers are paying that kind of money, and you're paying it at the other end when you buy things and are paying, you know, when you buy a new car, for example. They charge you a transportation fee to get the car from the factory to the dealer. And in some cases, it can be $1,000 a unit. Now, did you know that? I mean, it doesn't make any difference if you get down to the bottom line of whatever the discount is. We were looking at new pickups last night, and the price is $35,000, $40,000 for one of these things with a plow on it, but they'll give you $9,000 back. So imagine how much money there really is. I mean, that's when you really start to think about how much margin there is, how much money there is. We should talk to Richie about that later on. Kenny, remind me to do that, will you?
Sure.
Meanwhile, let's talk about what you're drinking to warm up. You're drinking hot chocolate? Drinking coffee? I hope if you're drinking coffee, you've taken my advice and the advice of hundreds, if not now, I think we're up to thousands of people that have made BuzzBox coffee their coffee. BuzzBox, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, because it's good. That's why. It's good. I was so happy when they came to me last year and said, excuse me, would you consider this because you don't have a coffee, an official coffee for the Good Day program, and because of the time of day we broadcast, you know, you'd think everybody wants a cup of coffee. I don't happen to drink it. Kenny doesn't happen to drink it, but pretty much everybody else here does. So, and whether we drink it or not isn't important. What's important is, do you drink it? And if you do drink it and you're drinking regular coffee, do you know what you're drinking? If you're drinking regular coffee and you stop at the convenience store, I'm not saying that Starbucks and Dunkin' do this, but I know because of the research that they've handed me that these food additives they put into flavored coffee
cream sugar, and antifreeze. Propylene glycol is in flavored coffee. So when you think of this kind of coffee, do you picture, you know, I mean, these, some of this coffee would require hazmat suits. You get right down to it, it's bitter, and the beans, because they are bitter, give you a bad taste. So they got to cover it up with chemicals to sweeten the taste. So now the fact that you know that, you know that the Arabica coffee that goes into BuzzBox is devoid of any or all of this stuff, why wouldn't you get right on to BuzzBoxCoffee.com? Go to DougSteffen.com. See the BuzzBox box, big orange box right-hand side of most of the pages at DougSteffen.com, and sign yourself up for BuzzBox Coffee. The first pound is free. You ship it to you, open up the mailbox, smell it, think, whoa, this is good stuff. Wait till you taste it and you think it smells good. Woof. Good, good, good stuff. BuzzBox Coffee. Make it your coffee this year. Call 866-456-7805 for BuzzBox Coffee. Get in the habit of, well, I guess the new year we form new habits, right? New goals. Drink coffee that's actually good for you. Tastes good, smells good, and is good. It's BuzzBox Coffee. It's something you can either have ground when they send it to you, or you can grind it yourself. But boy, it just smells so good. Get off of the old bandwagon onto the new one. 866-456-7805 to order BuzzBox, and put some of your friends and relatives. That was a big thing at Christmas time. A lot of people signing up for BuzzBox for their friends at Christmas. Good gift. 866-456-7805.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Okay, today's daily deal for our listeners is a free professional teeth whitening kit. If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened so you have a bright white smile but haven't had the time or money, then listen up. National Dental Supply is sending a free ProGel whitening kit to the first 50 listeners who call right now. 800-347-1956. ProGel is the same active ingredient and strength sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. And National Dental Supply is sending the first 50 callers from our station an entire ProGel teeth whitening kit free. The kit has everything you need to dramatically whiten your teeth in just minutes at home without visiting the dentist. Professional gel dramatically whitens teeth so you'll look younger, healthier, and more attractive. And everyone will notice. But to see how great you'll look with a new, clean, white smile, you need to call right now before the free professional teeth whitening kits reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/YouYear for details.
waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns 80. The number's 80.com.
The free and land of the brave. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I, with a focus on the Consumer Electronics Show. This is Tech Talk time on Good Day. If you've ever gotten the feeling that you're being watched, there are a lot of people at the Consumer Electronics Show that are selling drones. Drone sales up 50% last year. Holland Cook is at the Consumer Electronics Show and will report to us on the latest drone technology in a moment here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law. 50 states and unless number 3030.
They're UAV, unmanned aerial vehicles. Amazon wants to use drones to cut delivery time to 30 minutes and cut expenses cheaper than truck delivery. And they're now testing their 10th generation aircraft. But that demonstration you saw on 60 Minutes was in Germany because commercial use of drones is illegal in the USA. Thousands of drone companies operate legally in Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, where they monitor factories and farms and drilling sites and cover news and make movies. In Africa, they deliver vaccines. You, the hobbyist, may fly a drone in the USA. Martha Stewart owns the Phantom, made in China. It costs $1,000 and shoots HD video. For $800, the Ares Blackbird X10 has a 1,000-foot range. You control it with a smartphone app, and it can find its way home. Some have an autopilot feature that'll simply follow you around. For less expensive drones, search Parrot, like the bird, on Amazon. Your purchase will be delivered by truck. From SurvivalSpeech.com, I'm Holland Cook in Las Vegas for Good Day.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper, see how much you could save.
All right, let's find out what else is going on. Consumer electronics, big stories for this Tuesday. Web services to coordinate and control a proliferation of connected devices in your home hitting the market at the Consumer Electronics Show. In addition to what Holland had told you, this is the digital lifestyle stuff that is now being practically executed in a sense. What does that mean? They're just developing all of this stuff. And I'm fascinated, though, even though the SpaceX rocket didn't go off today, with the technology that is being used for that. They were going to attempt, I guess they put it off till the end of the week, a never-before reusable rocket landing on an ocean platform that was built specially for this, Kenny.
Yeah.
It was supposed to take off this morning, and they have some kind of a fuel problem, so they're going to launch it later in the week. The Falcon 9 rocket first staged, which is used to help launch the capsule to get it up to the International Space Station, was going to fly back down and land safely. So they'll get that done later in the week. It just is, it's amazing how all this technology, I mean, when we think about technology sort of in how it affects our lives sort of close in, smartphones and all the things I was talking about, the pickup truck that we were looking at and all the doodads that were in there. But, I mean, this stuff is everywhere around us. Think about the technology that is required to get the electricity from the plant where it's manufactured to your home, that sort of thing. And then there are all kinds of other things that are just downloadable, video games. The auto industry, apparently yesterday, Holland said that there were new 3D printers introduced that's going to be used in the auto industry. Well, I think Jay Leno actually was the first one to use them that we heard about. The 3D printers that are, they've already sold $267 million of these things, and they'll sell $1 billion worth in the next couple of years. And basically, the auto, we're talking about car rehab facilities where they can make these, or the technology will allow them to make the part cheaper than they can buy it from the manufacturer right on the scene. How about that for a mind blower? Different kind of virtual reality. 59 past the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.